Blog Talk Radio.
Queens and get the same thing. Goodfellas Barbershop number 2. Also, Havana Cigar Bar.
Havana cigars out here in Staten Island. Come get you a fat head. Smoke on one of these big boys with your boy here. Drink a little something with your boy, too. Today's topics. Where do I begin? We got two great-ass topics today. Topic number one. What women dislike in the bedroom. Ladies. I hear ladies complain 24/7, 365 days a year about what they dislike in the bedroom. All we hear you women say is what y'all love in the bedroom. Y'all love to get hit from the back. Y'all love to get y'all shit ate out. Y'all love all of this and all of that, but I have yet to hear what you women say, what y'all don't like. Now, y'all complain about y'all ain't getting done right in the bedroom all the time. I hear this shit coming all the time about what the hell y'all don't like. Not what y'all don't like. Y'all complain about about y'all's sexual preferences, how y'all not getting hit right, y'all ain't getting dick down right. All y'all complain about is what's not happening with y'all, but y'all ain't saying what it is that y'all don't like. So I'm going to have this show open to all my women. Tell us what the fuck y'all don't like in the bedroom. What is it? Y'all don't like to be rushed. Is the man foreplay rushing through the foreplay? Is the man talking too fucking much in the bedroom? What is it? Please, talk to me. Also, we're going to talk about when you ask someone, when you meet a man or a woman for the first time, and y'all talking, y'all exchange names, y'all doing this, that, and you ask that person that you just met, are you in a relationship? Are you seeing someone? Are you dating someone? And that person says, well, technically no. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is technically no? Either you are or you're not. Or is technically no a way of saying, well, I am, but I'll still kick it with you? Or I am, and if it gets too fucking serious, well, I already told you, I said technically, I didn't say I wasn't in a relationship. What the fuck is that? We have our first caller on the air. We have Selena. Selena, are you there, baby? Selena, are you there? Okay. We don't have no damn Selena. Selena, where the fuck you at, baby? Talk to me. Okay, well, she's not there.
Hello?
Yes. Selena?
Yeah.
This is you, honey?
Yes, this is me.
How are you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm good. I'm sorry. My boyfriend just happened to call in while I was trying to call into the show.
Oh, okay. Well, he must have felt something.
The funny thing is, he said, you're calling that show, aren't you? I said, yes, I am.
How the hell he know you was calling the show, baby?
I guess he knows the time. I have no idea.
Okay. Did you hear tonight's topics, baby?
Yes, I got tonight's topics.
Talk about it.
For the most part, I did read it online, which helped me because I kind of wasn't paying attention as you reviewed them just now. But I think, you know what, I think for the most part, I can only speak for myself. I think that men really don't pay a lot of attention because I'm very verbal as far as what I want, what I don't want, what I like. And I think that a lot of times men think that they know regardless to what you tell them, they think they got it all figured out. So especially if they, you know, think they're great in bed, they just think they could do what they're going to do and it's going to work for you.
Right.
Or what worked for the last woman, they think that it's going to work for you also, and that's not
right.
the case.
Right. Okay. Well, so what are some of the signs or things that you would tell your mate or tell the person that you're dating that you don't like in the bed? Maybe you can't pick it up, you know, like a little, you know, if you're saying, okay, yes, baby, that's it right there. That spot right there is what I like. Da, 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 da. You know, you tell them what you like, but how do you tell them what you don't like?
telling them what you don't like is not so easy.
Right,
that
so that's what,
you
want, that's what we're trying to figure out yet.
Right. To me, personally, that's a conversation that I usually have after the fact. It's not something I have during sex, but if there's something that he does that I don't like or something that, you know, I'd rather him not do again, I wouldn't let him know for the most part during the act, but I would let him know after.
So you wouldn't stop him, in mid-stride if...
No.
If he was eating
it
wrong
it, well,
or...
Well, it depends. It depends
on
what it is. If it's,
right.
if it's that uncomfortable or if it's something I'm laying there rolling my eyes, then I might not verbally say it, but I might try to direct him in a, you know, a different way.
Right.
And then we would have that conversation after the fact so it wouldn't happen again.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's
But
that's
I think
that
men don't pay a lot of attention.
You think us men don't pay attention?
Yes, you men. I think you guys don't pay... Don't pay a lot of attention.
Well,
you know,
I can't
you know?
Speak for all the men out there in radio land, but I know I pay attention. I like to
okay.
know what, the fuck I'm,
well,
what I'm doing right or what I'm doing wrong.
Because
I'm not trying
know?
To get shut down the second go around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and men think they got it all figured out. And I'm not saying all men, but men for the most part think they got it all figured out, especially when women have had their head gassed up and, you know, they think it's that great. But like I said, everything doesn't work for every woman. So... Because it worked for a few women,
right.
they think that this is what I've been doing, this works, you know,
okay.
instead of just paying attention.
Okay, hold that thought, baby. Hold on, we have two new callers on the line. We have Kat and we have Casey on the line. Kat and Casey, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I got three ladies on the air. Boy,
oh,
y'all want to air niggas out tonight,
yeah.
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to air men out tonight, boy. Okay, okay. So who wants to go first? Kat, you want to go first?
Well, I try to agree with the last statement that was just made. And, I mean, you may be able to talk afterwards, but I think a little more direct approach would work. If something going on that you don't agree with or it doesn't work for you, show him. You know, show him why you're in the act, you know, and that way he'll know for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are you going to show him, baby? What are you going
to
do? What are
you
going
to
do?
Well,
you line some fruit up and shit on the
for.
Table and tell him what this is.
No. To the left, to the left, to the right, up, down, back, forward. Do what you got. Tell him what you need to know. You know, tell him what he needs to know.
Well, I would love for that foreman to say that. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should do. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, yo, baby,
comes,
you're doing it right.
I think
or,
that comes with maturity.
Comes with maturity? Well, of course.
I think
you got,
that comes
you got a man
with maturity
that,
because I wasn't always that way, and it took some years to become that way, but
right.
that's something that comes with maturity. And
right.
as you grow, you know, either you're going to lose out, somebody going to come up on the short end, or you open your mouth and say what it is you want.
Right. Well, I'm 100%. I would love for somebody to say, absolutely, tell me what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, because I think – that would be the mature thing about it, you know what I'm saying? But you have to say it a certain way as well. You just can't be like, yo, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? You doing this shit wrong, you know what I'm saying? Or, nigga, get the fuck up, nigga. This ain't motherfucking come cow Chinese food, nigga. Get your ass up. Or what if, you know, vice versa? It got to be a certain way to say it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a matter of communication.
Right.
You know what you want, know how to deliver the message, and it'll come across the way you need it to come across.
Okay. Casey, are you there? You just listening, baby?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening. And
I want you to talk. Ain't no listening up over here. Talk, baby.
Well, you know what? I mean, I like what Kat was saying because fuck that. You know, it's like to the left, to the right, up, down, wait a minute, a little faster, a little slower, you know, because they're going to only do what they do. Well, I'm speaking they like men. You know what I mean? They're going to only, like, work it out what pleases them, but then, shit, we got to get pleased, too. So, you
absolutely
know what I mean? I feel like it works both ways. You know what
men,
I'm saying? You're
men,
not just
men,
get
I hope
yours,
y'all listening to these women.
you're not just going to get yours off and then wham, bam, okay, you got yours. Now I'm stuck, you know, with still this little feeling that I wish I would have, you know, it's supposed to be neutral phase. So, and then,
absolutely
okay, I hear maturity. I hear maturity, but at
what?
The same time, maybe because I'm dominant like that, I'm going to tell you what I want in a minute so you don't miss what I'm talking about. you, I mean, feel me? That's what I'm saying.
Now, I have to say, I definitely agree with both women. The reason I said what I said as far as wait until it's over is because I'm in a relationship right now, and my main goal is to make sure my man is happy, and then to me, I come secondary, and hopefully he feels the same way to please me, and then he's secondary. But in a newer relationship with somebody you just screwing or, you know, I think that is absolutely necessary to talk during it, like, okay, you're not doing, you know, do this. But with my man, I would prefer, I mean, like I said, I'll direct him in the right way if I'm not liking it, but at the same time, that's a conversation that we would have after the fact, like, babe, don't do that again, or, you know, next time, don't do this, or do this, you know. But, like I said, if he's getting his, and, you know, there's always tomorrow night, you know.
Well, I think that they're going to get theirs irregardless. Okay. Thank you. Because I feel like if I can intervene
to say that that's something, you know, that y'all got going on, that how y'all communicate together after work. See, now, for one, I'm married, and I've been with my husband for 10 years, although we've been married for, like, almost about 3 years. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing when y'all could talk, you know, before, during, after sex. You know what I'm saying? You know, it depends on the type of the conversation. Now, what woman wants to kick themselves in the ass after, like, damn, I wish that nigga would have did this or did that, not to just say, nigga, I'm speaking, I don't care what ethnic you are, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, period. You're like, damn, I wish I would told him to do this and that, you know what I mean? Then you find yourself fucking this nigga, that nigga, you know what I mean, just to get to the right one so you can hit the right spot.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%. But I must say this as a woman that's 40 plus.
Hold on. Y'all ladies, hold on 1 second. I got two male callers calling in right now for a rebuttal. Hold that thought, baby. I have Joseph and Big Homie on the line. Are you there?
Yeah,
Joseph,
what up?
Big Homie, you there?
What's up, Joseph, dude? Fuck you.
Fuck you, Homie. Oh, this nigga's crazy. Yo, Big Homie.
Yo, what up, Joe? What up, Dallas? What up, people?
Yo, homie, I got my secret weapon waiting for your ass. So soon you step out of lane, my man, you're going to get it.
Hey, ladies, I've been listening to your castle for like 5 minutes, ladies, and I just need to chime in right now. I don't need no lady shit talking on the sideline while I'm taking this shit down. All right, so just try to shut the hell up for 3 minutes. That's all I need is three minutes. I know it's going to kill y'all to shut up.
You already wasted one. Let's hear it.
3 minutes. You on the clock.
Okay, check this out. I admire y'all for y'all commitment to us men. Y'all are better to us than we are to ourselves.
So I got to give that up.
Now, second, if you want the best from a man, you got to stop looking for the get back. You just got to do the shit and shut the fuck up. We want to take care of you.
Not if you ain't giving it right. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen. Some of you ladies already know what to do. So if it don't apply, let it fly. But you can't be fucking in the bedroom, sitting around waiting, twiddling your thumbs like, It's my turn. No, bitch, shut the dick. I'll get around to you.
He is vulgar.
And that's the same one that you probably got to give directions to. Hey, you just got to do what you got to do.
Right, contact, one hump, two humps.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. If you got the right man, he's going to appreciate it. He's going to ask you some questions like, hey, babe, you know, you've been sucking the hell out this penis for like 3 or 4 days now. What can I do for you?
Come on,
got
a mysterious line and handle your goddamn business.
Hey, listen, shut the fuck up and listen. Every guy's not built like a female. Y'all might know, and y'all might read fucking articles on how to suck dick. Guys is not built like that. So we got to ask you If he got to ask you some questions, don't embarrass him. Like, you should know, nigga. You should know, nigga. Just answer the fucking question, yo.
I would appreciate a man asking questions, typically they don't ask questions.
If a nigga know what he's doing, if he know how to fuck, you don't have to ask no motherfucking questions.
If he knew what the fuck he was doing, he wouldn't be on his phone right now.
They won't tell us what they don't like in the bedroom.
Because I think it's a woman playing to a man's ego.
Huh?
I really think it's a woman playing to a man's ego that they wouldn't tell them.
Hey, listen, y'all ladies
like.
Had enough time to talk. Now he's trying to talk. Shut the hell up.
It ain't about egos. It's about telling your man what you like and what you don't like. You just can't talk what you like all the time. You got to talk what the fuck
you
don't like either.
You're still talking, lady. The brother's trying to talk.
Obviously, you're not saying much.
You can't say much without what
you're
winning.
You'll be quiet and listen. You'll learn something.
Oh, shit. Who the fuck is that?
Oh,
who the fuck is that?
Calm down, boy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Someone said that they have been married 10 years, and I just wanted to know: are you still given direction after 10 years, or is it past?
She
like,
said
that
she
in the
was married. So
I'm not the married one.
I can't respond to that. It's me. I'm speaking, so it's me. She's talking about this KCD. The thing about it is that I always do, but then if I got a certain twitch in a certain spot, I'm gonna tell him right then and there. I don't wait till later because I want mine next like he wants his now.
All right,
but
are you still married? Are you still married?
We still married, yeah. I just got mine on right now, what?
All right, that's what's up.
No, I was just wondering if there was a time frame where, you know, there's a certain time where he should know.
He should know after the fucking first time you tell him. Like I said, it's not always that I got to all the time. He knows what I like, honey. But the thing about it is, like I said, when I got a certain twitch in that certain spot, I'm like, wait, hit that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That nigga out of eating, you start twitching and you put that nigga in a finger four headlock. He fucking knows you like that shit. Yeah, hold on, y'all. We have Lola on there. Lola, you there, baby?
Yes.
How you doing tonight, Lola?
I'm good.
Oh, you sound sexy tonight. No comment.
What's up, big homie?
Hey, now, how you doing, Lola?
So you've been doing a couple of things, Lola. What's going on?
I'm sure.
Would you like to have a little rebuttal on this topic tonight, Lola?
What about direction?
No, not the tonight's topic is: do men know what women want in the bedroom, and why can't women tell us what they don't like in the bedroom? Excuse me. What women dislike in the bedroom? What don't you like in the bedroom, Lola? And why can't women tell us what they don't like?
I may not do it verbally, but I think we had this discussion before. I may like switch position, or I'll say no.
You just gonna get the fuck up and change the shit without even fucking saying nothing to me?
Yeah, that's right. If I'm under and I don't want him on top of me no more, he can't flip. I'm going on top. He just wants to do a little flip motion and he's gonna be on the bottom.
Nobody ever fucking flipped me.
I say flip. I'm literally gonna flip your big ass. I'm just saying, like you could do certain things. You gotta pay attention to, you know, you gotta pay attention. If I'm nudging you, if you under me and you feel me applying pressure to you with one leg, and you feel like I'm trying to move with me.
Right.
Don't try to hold me down underneath you.
Okay, I don't want it like that. But what happens if that shit is good to me in that position? Now what the fuck happens?
But it's about what I want. That was the question, right? What I like.
That's what I was saying. We understand.
That's what you want.
Don't worry, he's gonna get it. Trust me, if that's something he likes, he's gonna like something else. Trust me, I'm not gonna stay him wrong. I'm gonna do something else. You gonna be alright? That's not what I like.
Hold on. How the fuck is you staring me, right or wrong?
Because if you're paying attention, you're gonna try to go with what I'm going with.
All right, lady, shut up. I'm talking to Lola. Lola, you ain't gonna be staring nobody. We grown ass men.
You're looking at it as some kind of an ego thing. I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
You're thinking I'm going to flip you, and I'm not trying to go buck wild on you. I'm going to give you up the life.
Everybody don't know you 6'1", a buck 55. When you say fucking you flipping niggas and shit, you might be fucking flipping niggas.
I will hold, for example, if I don't want to be, I'm going to use this as an example. If I don't want to be on the bottom anymore because it's not doing nothing for me, I'm going to hold your shoulders and I'm going to turn your shoulders like nigga turn. And I'm going to hold my legs and I'm going
to
turn you too.
I agree.
So technically, you're going to get flipped. You ain't got to tell nobody, but technically, that's what's going to happen. You ain't going to fight against it. We fucking, we ain't fighting.
I agree.
Yes. This is some bullshit. How all you women can just say, I agree with flipping a nigga the fuck over.
I didn't, nobody said flipping. That's not what we said.
That's not what we're agreeing with.
You're looking at it because the girls understand what I'm saying, you give them a little motion.
It's a gesture. Nobody's looking for an MMA match out here. This is a duo. This ain't just about you. If it's just about you, then you need to get off the phone because you really don't want to know. If this is about two people, I'm going to get mine and you're going to get yours, and we're going to make it happen.
You gotta listen, you gotta watch body language, you gotta listen to what's being said to you, because I don't want to communicate with you verbally, you gotta understand that that's not something that I don't want you to do. For example, if you got a girl and you're gonna tap her shoulder, you're gonna push her back like, I don't want that. You might tap her on the side of the head, you're gonna give her a hit because you might be too busy, most niggas won't talk. You know, most niggas be mom fucking. You gotta look at them niggas to make sure they still breathing.
What I'm saying is that
you don't have to say anything verbally. Sometimes a nigga might say some shit and draw my shit all the way up. Don't say nothing.
Right.
Sometimes they gotta learn to shut the fuck up.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Tiffany on the air. Tiffany, you there? Tiffany, you in the air?
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
Hi.
I'm good.
Hello, Lies, Alice.
What's up, baby?
Hi, Tiff.
I'm good. Oh, you know me. I'm en route to work, but I'm on with y'all. I got y'all.
Okay, baby. All right. What's your thoughts on tonight, baby?
I agree with all the women. Like, everybody has valid points. But me, personally.
Really? They all have valid points. What about us dudes? We ain't say nothing slick yet. We ain't say nothing.
Y'all gonna lose tonight.
Yeah.
Why we gotta lose? We can all win. We all bust nuts together. Why we gotta lose?
Because the question is what we like.
Right.
So you going to give me a thing while we trying to tell you what we like, what we don't like.
Dislike. What y'all dislike.
All right, so we're telling you what we dislike.
What the fuck y'all like?
Trying to flip.
Maybe he'll learn. What I don't like is when a nigga try to hold me down when I'm trying to turn him over. There.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like.
No, not tonight, nigga.
You're not going to hold me down and fuck me. Not tonight. No.
I will.
You will not.
I will too.
Why you gotta say tonight with so much emphasis, Lola?
Well, fuck it, tomorrow.
Here's what I'm saying, though.
We all win. If she happy, I get the best blowjob. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves. We're not supposed to be like Chinese arithmetic, like really,
mutually.
You know what I'm saying? It lasts a whole lot longer when you cooperate.
Exactly.
Do you understand that a female would try to get you on quicker if you ain't cooperating? Let me get this fucking nigga off me. Hurry up. Yeah, that is true.
Understand the mentality of a woman. You get me off, guaranteed you going to get yours.
Right.
Guaranteed.
That's right.
Guaranteed regardless.
But you got to work a little harder because you got to figure out what it is that we want.
Listen, as soon as you get butt naked, I won.
Your mind, you won.
Get butt naked, we win.
Stop it.
In your mind, it was. Stop
y'all
it, because again,
listen,
you would be
problem.
The only one getting
this
something
at
night.
I won.
Oh, my God.
If you ain't
winning,
hold on,
y'all. Fucking off the meter. The lines are blowing up. Please press 1 if you want to join in. If you're listening,
y'all
just
listen.
If you want to join
man,
in,
that's our problem.
Press 1. If you're scared asses, don't press. If you want to fucking get in, press 1, please. Thank you.
We are listening. I tell you, we are listening. But the question was what we don't like. So you should be listening right now.
How about it? Tell them, girl.
Hey, listen, all this fucking girly girl power, we activate. We fucking activate.
Now, first of all, you know, I'm definitely
not
single.
Are you single?
Who?
You.
Did you know me? Picture me.
I don't know you. I'm trying to figure you out.
Picture me.
Obviously
single.
Single.
My name is Big Homie. Google me.
And your fucking point would be. You gotta listen.
Google me.
You gotta listen, baby.
I listen. I do this shit for a living.
Big Homie, you had a cold.
That's why
you're
by yourself.
I had a wild weekend. I'm hoarse, man. I went crazy, yo.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's you know.
Oh,
she
went out by myself. What? Who what?
Oh, God. There you go.
You are a baby in a dollar store. We got to move her around.
Exactly.
By myself.
Yeah, the girls at Penn City work overtime. What that mean?
Shit. Bitches is lying enough to try to kill my wife.
Stop and listen.
Hold on, y'all. We have two more calls on. We have Picasso and we have Cobra Kai on the air. Cobra Kai. And
Cobra Kai.
Daniel's son.
Hi, y'all. Hold up, D. Yo, what's popping? Yo, this Picasso. What's up,
Pimpin? What's going on, baby?
I'm listening to the show, and yo, can I once again, yo, listen. This is for all my GQ listeners. Dallas is my dude. If y'all don't know. Dallas got Monday nights on GQ Palace. I got Wednesday nights. And I ain't going to lie to you, D. I have labeled this show on Monday nights the raunchiest show on GQ Palace. And I'm going to say this once again. Please, y'all don't get this twisted. Dallas has Monday night raunchy raw freaking fucking show, y'all. Real talk. Now, I'm listening to all this flipper nigga over shit and everything else. Listen. I ain't a nigga to toot my horn. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'll be damn if I beat you in the head. I ain't going to give you too much background on what I used to do, but I'm listening to what women like or dislikes and everything else like that. And to keep it 100 with you, it's supposed to be a mutual thing. Now, ladies, I heard you say something about, yo, just shut up and go with the flow. Can I keep it 100 with you? Half of you females out there, and I ain't seen you on the line. So don't take this personal, because I don't want you being in my show on Wednesday night. But I ain't saying y'all on the line, but half of these women nowadays, let me tell you something. Y'all not into the regular shit that used to be back in the day. Y'all into a lot of twisted and demented shit. Y'all want to use fucking...
Hold on.
Y'all want to use fucking wax and bananas and all types of... Yeah. Ain't nobody with that shit. If you want somebody like that, yo, you got to get a nigga who's playing both. Wait, hold on. You got to get a nigga who's playing both. Let him talk, y'all. Hold on. You got to get a nigga who's willing to let you, you know, take over and run amok. A nigga like me, I keep it 150 with you. I got two wives, sleep in the same bed and everything else. Can I be so? Yeah,
oh, wow.
I have two wives. I sleep in the same bed and everything else. It ain't no one live here and one live there. No, it doesn't happen like that. Too much bills. I ain't running around and I ain't got time to eat two places. Bottom line.
Wow.
Hold on. Y'all rocks, I listen to y'all rocks to the point I had to call it. And believe it or not, yo, no bullshit. Yo, I mean, even with my two missuses, I'm not going to bullshit you. Listen, I know what they like and what they don't like. But when it come down to it, what they like is what I like. They like me. They into me. So whatever I'm going along with, they rock with that. Just like whatever they go along with, yeah, I'm going to be like a hater right now for the nines. Yeah, I got to think about it before I agree to it because I know these two motherfuckers, when they get together, they got issues trying to plot against me.
So I feel like I'm like Tupac, me against the world. But at the end of the day, ain't no them flipping me. No, they're doing nothing to me without my motherfucking consent. They know not to even put that in their head. So when it come down to what they like, they know, listen, if I'm into this nigga, I gotta like what he likes. Otherwise not, it ain't gonna rock. And I ain't gonna be a nigga who's gonna be selfish and be like it's all about me, cause it ain't really all about me. It's supposed to be about us.
I agree. The minds got to be synchronized. Now I'm not talking on a jump off.
Nah, we're not talking that.
I'm talking about two people that are together and that really feel each other. Now, I'm not talking about a jump off, because a jump off might like whatever they like. I can't talk for that. I'm talking about two people that are synchronized at minds. You like if I'm digging you, you digging me. You're going to know what a person likes. And if you don't like what they're given, you work with them. You work with them.
Okay.
Tell them what you want.
That's all I'm saying.
You understand?
That's
no,
I agree with you, man.
So
who the hell is
my
this
day?
I don't
want to be
that fucking riffraff in the background. That's you, Lola?
No, I'm in the house.
What's the name of the last male caller?
Picasso.
Oh, that's Picasso. Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you? I am definitely not mad at you.
No, but I'm
not. I know most women are not.
Hold on, y'all. Let me get about the call in there before y'all.
Most women are not going to feel what I'm saying.
Hold on, baby girl. Hold on, y'all. Cobra Kai, you there, Cobra? Are you there?
And that's my brother. He goofing off right now, see?
Cobra Kai, you there?
Well, wait. Y'all have me have my brother get on the line.
Go ahead.
But my, at the end of the day, and thank you for filling me on that, Ma, and please don't get it twisted. I'm not a womanizer. My mother's a pastor as well as a choir director and a school teacher.
That's
I grew up.
Don't.
Well, wait, 7 Day Adventist, Ma, 136 in Edgecombe. Like I'm not
so
even gonna pull
I'm
no punches.
I'm definitely not mad at you right now.
Wait, hold on. I grew up in 7 Day Adventist schools. I went to a lot of private schools. I have a good background. Women raised me in my house. That's why I got a love and an admiration for women.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? So when it comes to I'm not a womanizer. I'm not damn sure ain't no tip.
You told him that's how he got the two women up in his
bed
like that.
As long as everybody's consenting, you
that nigga
talking
like a straight tip.
Give me 1 second, Picasso. Ladies, let me let my long distance caller, the girl that calls in every week and she gets the long distance award, my girl calling in from St. Croix, Tasty Thoughts. You there, baby?
Hey, Tasty.
Hey,
that's right. Virgin Island. Croix, y'all. GQ worldwide. Okay,
I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad at Picasso about the two women. I'm just mad you were like, because they're into me. That was
no, can I be honest with you? Why would you be mad
Wait,
at that? Let
what?
Me tell you something. When you
it's
know, she said that
said
she's mad
like,
because
oh,
I said that the women are into me. And mine,
it's
before
you
get
said,
mad at
I was like, the corniest shit I've ever heard in my whole 29 years of existence. I'm not mad.
Not a problem.
The English, it wasn't right. But do your thing, though.
Okay, now let me finish you some, right? Now, you see. All right, Nama, you see how you said that was the corniest shit that you heard
you
in your 29?
You see how we said, don't listen? This is, I'm not listening. But you good. I'm going
right,
to
no,
listen to your song.
All right, no, trust me. Wait, people.
I'm
you said that's the corniest shit you heard in your 29 years, right? I'm not even going to me, I'm 35, right? And to be honest with you, as corny as it may sound, for every one person out there that don't like it, it's 20 other people who do. So at the same point
you're
of time,
cool.
You might be, wait, hold on. Can I even keep it 100 with you? Can I keep it 100 with you?
Okay, we can
wait, hold on. Can I keep it 100 with you? That's
we
not the, like, the corniest shit I ever heard
women.
In my life. You get what I'm saying? But the way how you came out and you said that to me, I'm like, yo, first of all, people are like, yo, I'm not just feeling the way how you said it because that sounded like a little bit inappropriate, like you tuned your own horn. That would have been fine.
I'm mad
but
you're mad at my opinion.
But
no,
you did follow it up
opinion.
By saying that it's not all about you.
But be honest with
no.
you, if you heard
no.
what I said, I said
that
end to me.
Now, wait.
Can I say something? If you
Wait.
If you were listening to me, I said they are into me, and I said it's all about us. But you would have to be paying attention to them.
Wait a minute. He did say that. they are into him, but that they together
the
as a unit.
Yo, fuck that.
Yo, I can't hear y'all. Y'all all talking to each other. I cannot hear none of y'all.
Well, y'all shut the fuck up and shut
the
motherfucking
yo, y'all are some different animals. Hold one at a time, ladies.
Raunchy Mondays.
Fuck the Raunchy Mondays.
God damn.
There you go. Raunchy Mondays.
And like I said, I didn't say it was all about me. I said, they are into me. That's what I said. And at the end of the day, like I said, it's anybody who you with. If you are into your spouse, then you have that connection. There's nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Not put like this. What I eat ain't going to make you shit, mom, so you may not feel what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, my two wives like it. You dig what I'm saying?
Can I ask a question
to the guy with the two women?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, this is a serious question. There was a statement made that they like what you like. Have you ever asked them if that's what they like?
Why would he fuck
or is that an assumption that was made on your part?
Have they verbalized this?
I would like to answer that real quick. To be honest with you, there's no assumptions on my part at all because there's nothing for me to assume. When you enter your partner, there's certain things that you know. Let me explain you something. Once again, to finish answering your question, there was nothing that was an assumption. This has been verbalized. This has been going through.
Okay,
we sit down and we talk. We communicate.
That was my question.
We communicate. That's why I could give you the feedback I'm giving you.
Hold
up. We sit down. We have a meeting of the mind.
What's going on?
You hitting
these ladies in the head with a shoe is not communicating. That question is a bunch of bullshit because you know what? Everybody lies. So
yeah, everybody.
Not,
thank you.
So why, guys and girls, not everybody like you, you, and you. Guys and girls lie.
Everybody.
Guys and girls both lie. They both lie. Not saying an individual on this line is lying, but guys and girls both lie. So why even ask the question? If I want to fuck you, I don't care who you got. If you looking at me like you want to fuck me, I'm not going to stop because you said you have a man.
That just makes me go harder.
What is your name?
Oh,
what's
that's
your
big
name?
Homie.
My name is Picasso.
Okay.
I just want to know who I'm listening to. I'm sorry.
He lying on me. That nigga said my name is Picasso.
My name is Picasso.
And my name is Dallas.
Oh, God, I want to fight him so bad.
Listen, my name is Dallas, and I got Rock for Monday. Let's stop.
Hold on, y'all. 1 second. I have another caller. Ain't like you motherfuckers are talking over me right now, you loud motherfuckers. But hold on. We have Polly on the air. Polly, you hear Polly?
You know what?
Right here.
I think you need to meet somebody and shut his ass up.
I'm sorry, what you said?
To shut him the fuck up. He ain't met it yet.
Hold on. What was that? Who's that talking right now?
That's Kat.
No,
you said you need somebody to shut the homie the fuck up?
I really think you need to meet somebody that'll shut that ass up real quick. Put a titty in that mouth.
You big homie.
But me. No, baby.
Wait, Ma, who are you talking about?
He's talking to Big Homie. Big Homie, we got a Big Homie. Big Homie's in the background
the
right
the
now.
Mouth.
Hey, ma'am, you can shut me up.
I would like to say hi, everybody.
Hello.
I've been listening to you guys, and I'm fucking crying, especially with this nigga Big Homie. Yo, my goddamn. But wait, where's the nigga with the two wives? Because that's some good penis, baby.
Thank you, Mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Say it again.
Hey, wait, hold on, let me tell you something. It ain't only the dick, it's the tongue too, so don't get it twisted.
All right.
Yes, it's the mentality.
Oh,
that doesn't make that much of a difference. You can get that anyway.
Nothing to do with deals,
Now, you can't get what I got anyway.
You can use my vibrator for that. You can't get your dick.
Hold on, y'all. Big Homie is back. Big Homie, when you stepped off the air for a second, Kat came on the air and she said she need to find somebody to shut your big ass the fuck up.
And I told her that she could shut me up with one hell of a
You wouldn't be on the ground, nigga. You ain't got to worry about that.
Hey, listen, I can get my dick sucked and talk at the same time.
We're going to go on. Anyway, back to the topic.
The second topic for the night is when you meet somebody in the street and you ask them, are they dating someone or seeing someone, and they say, not technically no or something like that. What the fuck does that mean? Is that an open window going to stop?
No.
What the fuck is that?
That shit means that they got somebody. That's what the fuck that shit means.
Yes.
Technically speaking, yes.
That's exactly what that shit means. That means that they fucking with somebody, and if that's somebody that they fucking with, tend to find out about the next motherfucker, they're going to get their ass beat.
So that means when you ask me and I say technically no, or I say something like that, and I put this bit-ass peen on your ass, Polly, and then you get strung out, and you want more than what it is,
and then you are in a dilemma.
I told your ass, not really, something like that, but during the time I'm fucking you,
and it was my choice to continue to go on with it, so whatever happens after I continue with your good dick ass,
Then that's what happens.
So what happens when you get, happens when you get strung out? And I don't give you one if I got somebody at home. Then what?
Okay, so you might be the choice after the 2 weeks.
I might be the what?
You might be the choice after the 2 weeks if it was something like that.
All right, listen. Let me start going. When you say something like that, when you say something like that or not really, that's code word for I want to fuck you.
And you know, technically speaking, it's a possibility you can hit it off.
That's code word is I will fuck you if you don't tell.
That's true. When he mean when he say something like that, so she should already be ready to give it up to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't even get mad until she found out the will. Okay,
Yo,
let me ask a question, right? I'm listening to the question, right? So is it like, and lady, I'm going to give you an example real quick. So before you start getting at this done, because I'm going to say no, just vibe with me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sis. Now, let's say if me and Dallas was walking down the block and we seen, let's see, two of y'all, a group of y'all, we walked past y'all, and we decided
what
to
Dallas
stop.
Look like?
Huh?
A big black sexy motherfucker with a beard.
Hold on. I will let you know what Dallas looks like. You can actually go to GQ Palace on the internet and you can see his picture. He's on Monday nights and I'm on Wednesday nights. But let me ask the question real quick. So we see y'all, we stop, we talk. You say, we ask you, yo, got a man? Y'all say, well, no, not technically speaking, no, something like that. Why even go through that to where if you want to, most women will say either yes or a no. If you say nothing, something like that, or technically speaking, you just be like, yo, listen, what does that got to do with you trying to holler at me? If you want to fuck me, let me know you want to fuck me. Otherwise, I'm not
getting you know, I think it goes to the situation at hand. It could be a girl going through some foolishness. She's
right.
on the border of leaving old you, but maybe she
right.
need a reason.
And you're right.
And
right.
she's fucking him,
right.
and she don't want to let go. She needs to let go, but don't want to let go and looking for a better deal.
Wait, who said that story?
Okay, but you know
this
what?
Is
hold up. What it all boils down to is. How good I fucking look. I'm fucking good, and you
that
got a man
a
home, and
that
you stay like
a part.
You're
going to
be like,
but
shit, you look good enough, so technically, no, I'm going to give you some of this pussy.
And on top of that, a woman can't really technically tell all men what she really want to do because most men is not mature enough to handle it. So if she tells you
amen,
she
right.
She
you are absolutely right
now
on
you,
that
now
one.
Now you're going to say she's a whore or she's loose. And you
amen.
Don't get yourself. You don't get
when
yourself.
When y'all looking
no
for the same
hold
damn
hold
thing.
Hold up. Let me finish. Now, look. Let me finish my statement. Most men don't give themselves no credit because they losers. The first thing they say is, she must be a loser. Not me. Not me. I'm going to say... That's what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to want to fuck me.
That makes me want to fuck with you more because that means you're not easy.
If she tell
this nigga she want to fuck him when she first meet him, she might be a loser. But if she tell me,
you don't know her situation, she might even get some cobwebbed up out of
here. I'm not going to never judge you for wanting to fuck me. That's a good
move. I feel you, saying. I had the next dude you'll judge. You'll be judgmental if it was the next dude.
I'm not judging them. What I'm saying is that I'm mature enough to understand that the move you making don't make you a whore. It makes you a woman that knows what she wants. And if it's me, that makes you a woman that knows what she wants and smart.
Just like, yo, my thing is this. Listen, if I make a
What kind of Jedi mind trick this nigga trying to play?
What, huh?
That's some Jedi mind trick question right there, baby.
In all reality, listen, if a man call you over to watch a movie at his house at 12 o'clock at night, they watch a fucking movie, he's a failure as a man. No, he might have got some respect. He's a fucking failure as a man. He ain't no real fucking man.
After no 12 o'clock at night, y'all coming way before I got with my husband? No, I'm going to call you up because I probably want to smoke a blunt or drink some drink or some shit. You know what I mean? I'll call you up at 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, shit.
You calling me? For real.
You calling me? You sucking a dick, too.
Oh, my God.
I said, you know, I see you up for the motherfucker, but I know one thing. You won't give me what I want. Shit, you gonna eat up on my shit.
All I know is you call me, we smoking a blunt, we drinking, and you sucking a dick. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
wow.
Don't necessarily mean that she ain't happy at home or he ain't happy at home.
sometimes motherfuckers like variety, and, you know, you choose someone that don't like the thing. You know what I mean?
Well, so, if you're happy at home, I don't know why you would use that terminology.
Hey, listen, what I'm saying, though. If you ask me what's my situation, I'm going to tell you my dick is hard.
Be quiet.
I just fucking grabbed my rosary beads. Come on, this nigga. You don't know what to say about him no more.
Hey, yo,
Dallas.
Yes, sir, Picasso.
Yo, D, I enjoyed being on your show tonight. Yo, hold on, ladies. Yo, it was a pleasure talking to y'all. Yo, D, my dons and my divas, it was a pleasure being on the show with y'all. Y'all are crazy.
Thank you.
Yo, Dallas. Yo, brother, I should see you and hear you on my show this Wednesday night.
You will hear me on Wednesday, baby.
I'm not even mad at you, brother. Yo, at the end of the night, listen. Between me and you, listen, we all grown adults, right? So I'm going to say this and hurry up and hang up. Listen, if a motherfucking want to get dropped on their neck, that's the only reason why they say technically yes or no or maybe. So that means you have the opportunity to either drop somebody on their neck or get dropped on your neck. It depends on who's playing what position. And I'm out of here. I'll holler at y'all.
Shut up.
Oh, I appreciate
well,
that. Well,
nigga, with your maximum amount of wives and shit.
now that I'm going to
Go ahead, big homie. I know you want to say something now, big homie. Go ahead, big homie.
Now that Bishop Don Juan is gone, let a real player stick. Now, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's up to us right now,
this nigga is so
out
of control.
This shit is for the birds. The real motherfuckers play the game with the cards facing up on trust. When I come at you,
you can't play poker like that. You can't play poker like that.
You big dummy. Shut up.
No, you the big dummy.
Listen, what I'm saying.
I'm just saying you gotta get your game in order.
Listen, can you listen? When we out here playing this game, it's this sexual meeting people. Sorry,
yo, what the fuck is popping, man? It's fucking over time,
call it?
Man. Dallas,
what
put up.
Call it?
Hold on, who's that?
What
who's that?
Call
who's that? Who the fuck was that just said something? Anyway, go ahead, big homie.
So when we playing this game, right, and we keep it real, I don't really give a fuck about if you got a man or your situation, if you're happy at home. I want to know what the pussy feel like. So why would I be asking these phony-ass questions and being phony? Why are you looking at me? You like
big
this?
Homie.
I like
big homie.
Pussy. Let's
well,
get
not
it.
Everybody,
big
well,
homie.
You speaking
everybody
like that because
in it
you,
for what you in it for. Some of us
yeah,
really
did
the people we fucking with.
Right. Sure. I said to get rid
okay,
of the bullshit.
Like the,
no,
like the bitch,
I ain't say
but
that.
Might like
I ain't say that. I said let's get rid of the bullshit. It's a
oh,
lot
we
of
gotta get rid of the bullshit. You can't address every situation the way you come at it because
I do it every day. I do it every day. I do it every
well,
day.
That's why you're in a situation you're in.
What situation
is
that?
Everybody
is
jump off.
No,
everybody's
no.
A jump off. Let's be
no,
real.
No.
He's talking to women here. Okay, we don't deal with jump offs like that, like a man does.
Hey, listen, go, man.
That's a whole nother show within itself.
Mom.
We could talk
Mom,
about
listen,
jump offs.
Listen, you can personally. I have humped women for years, same women for years. I don't do jump offs. I'm a grown ass woman, man.
If you coming at them like that, they jump off.
Listen,
if
listen.
If you coming at them like that, they straight jump off.
Listen, let me say something. Listen, let me tell you something. Some women appreciate honesty. They appreciate honesty. They don't want the bullshit.
Honesty is one thing. Bullshit is another.
And I like
okay, and I can smell bullshit straight over the phone.
Hey, listen, that's your shit you smell it. It's a boomerang. That's your shit you smell.
You can lie because ain't no bullshit on this end. Ain't no bullshit. I come straight out the gate, straight forward.
Then you would appreciate what I'm saying if you did.
I can't appreciate what you're saying.
Why
because
not?
You're,
why
you're
not?
Addressing things as if a person was a jump off. On the real stuff, people on this line that really want to enhance their relationship, they need may
that's
need some
what
you know,
you.
Some information.
That's not what
that's
he
it.
Asked you. He asked you when he meets you on the street and you say, technically, blah, 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 that's not a relationship.
Then on the street, maybe we might need to listen to you.
Listen. That's the topic. That's what I'm talking about, the topic. Big
you
dummy.
Need to relax. Okay, because you gave me, you're getting your panties in a fucking bunch for no reason.
Because you're taking it out of context. I'm not saying if I'm in a relationship. I'm trying to
the whole show, you've been taking everything like everybody's a jump off.
everybody ain't a jump off.
Well, listen, if you got springs, if you got springs on the bottom of your ass, maybe use a jump off. But what I was saying is that if we out here and I can't.
You obviously ain't seen my ass bathing.
Well, you feel like a jump off. You don't
want
to
be the baby. He might be the jump off, my dude. Don't come at me like that because you got the
you
right
the only one
on the wrong
you're the only
day.
One, you're the only one feeling like a fucking jump off.
Now, I'm saying it because there might be some valid fucking ideas out here, but you with this bullshit.
That's bullshit.
The fuck
if somebody
you talking about?
If somebody tells
right.
you,
relax. Get your thong out your ass. Relax.
If somebody tell you, technically, kind of, sort of, blah, 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 that's bullshit. That's what I just say.
And I agree. Next. I think.
Somebody fucked the shit out you tonight. And
well, you know what?
Give
me 25-35 minutes and it may go down, my dude.
I hope I
get out the chicken wing. If that's going to be the next fucking show.
Yo, I hope that nigga break your fucking neck.
You out of your fucking mind. You got the right one on the wrong day, baby.
Whatever.
The
I
right
ain't
one.
You niggas.
The right one. Your ass being a fucking chicken wing.
I hear you, Lola. I fucking hear you, Lola.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's Lola. That was Lola. What happened? I'm the same. Lola. You going down for all my bullshit. That was Lola. That was Lola,
baby. Is Chuck the school in? You still in?
Yo, she straight threw me on the back. I've been listening for the past half hour. I can't even get a word in.
Yo, hold on. Hey, big homie, I got your bag up on the line, big homie.
Who that? Mark,
you on the air?
Good hygiene.
Yeah.
hey, we got T on the air. T, you there, baby?
My nigga.
T, where you at, baby?
Hey.
That's Lola on the phone.
What's up, sweet cheeks?
You going to stop throwing me under the bus.
I'm sorry, Lola.
Okay, yeah, Mark, what you got to say on this, Mark? They was ganging up on my man, Big Homie, tonight, man.
Hey, listen. I know our program coordinator was a little busy, right? But I keyed in probably a half hour ago, and I was left on hold, so I hung up and went and did something and came back, you know. But she got me in this time. Hey, big homie.
Yo.
I heard they've been giving you hell, son.
That one nigga.
That was Lola.
Hey.
Lola is my baby.
Lola's gonna hate me after this call. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Hey, big homie, I gotta get the ratchet one on here to help you out for her, cause she just been going at it ever since I keyed in.
Yes, dog, you know what it is?
Ever since she keyed in, she's been going at it.
Yeah, you know what the problem is, right? She got a little
you
big nigga at
correct.
Home.
I got sons. I grew up, I'm the only girl with five brothers. I know that. So you just
got a little big nigga at home.
Hey, that ain't little Monique that was on here last week, is it?
No.
No, baby, this is Kat. I'm new to the show. I'm sorry. I apologize now.
Hey, you ain't got to apologize. You keeping it real. You ain't
got
to
apologize for nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Apologize to me.
No,
bitch,
only get abused every day.
Okay,
it's all right. He's dirty.
Apologize to me, nigga.
What did I miss? Yeah.
You missed a whole bunch of shit, man. These women, when we had let's go back to the first topic at hand. What do women dislike in the bedroom and why they don't tell us what they dislike? They tell us what they like in the bedroom, but they won't tell us what they dislike in the bedroom.
Shut the fuck up and listen to the dude, man.
No, sir.
Now, what else, Steph?
Unbelievable.
But now,
because if you was talking what we wanted to hear in the first place, we wouldn't be having a conversation now, would we?
It ain't no talking in no bedroom. You know what that?
You ain't got to talk
in
the bed. Make that body talk. This is what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you what they said, Mark. When they were talking to my body the way it was supposed to be talking, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Now let's get it, let's put it on out there.
Okay? What's a
goddamn? This little ego thing you're doing, that's cute, but at the end of the day, you're going to find yourself by yourself. If you want to be pleased and you want it done right, you better check yourself. You better check yourself because you ain't in there by yourself.
So you trying to tell us that you ain't been getting it right?
Oh, yeah, nigga, I've been getting it exactly the way I need to get it done.
So she came right because she's the main one that said.
I get it exactly the way, and I have no complaints. And never, and I'm going to tell you this right on air, ain't never a day in my life had a one-night stand, even if I wanted a one-night stand.
So you should have said that girl, the nigga came back. My mind is doing it well.
Hey, Chat, so you come out and tell a nigga he tore that pussy up then?
You damn right. Huh? You go in there, you do what the fuck you gotta do.
And you gonna come out and tell him that, baby, you tore this pussy up tonight. You gonna come out and tell him that if he did it, pat him on the back. If he didn't, he gets no props. And if he didn't, you're gonna come out and tell him. Most women don't tell him when it's right. If he wasn't doing it right, then he just stole it. That sounds like some old pussy right there.
Lola, I'm gonna have to use your voice.
And so are you.
That sounds like some old pussy right there, yo.
Ain't no old pussy. This is good pussy, nigga. Always remember that.
That's that Cleopatra pussy right there.
That's the nigga you're looking for at the club. Trust to believe me.
No, not me. Not me. That's that Cleopatra pussy.
Absolutely not. It wouldn't be you.
Hey, I'm gonna ask you one a good hygiene question. Where would you bring your pussy at?
Excuse me?
We got another caller that calls in every week, right? And first thing he says is, when is it right to suck a dick? When you first meet a man, is there a time limit or a time frame? That's big.
I think there's a time limit.
Who said there's a time limit?
Cat.
Sure.
Cat.
There's a time limit on that.
What do you think? How do you have a time limit on something like that, though? Excuse me? Hey, Steph, we ain't getting no new callers from my area over here yet.
I'm from your area? Nah, not from your area yet, player.
Yo, he must be listening in and won't press one. Man, press the damn one button. For the whole shit get you in here.
Somebody begging friends.
Wow. Okay, somebody said there was a time frame. What is the time frame?
I don't know.
I think it depends on the relationship that you have with the person.
Hold on, you trying to tell me your pussy is less important than your mouth?
I think it's less intimate than your mouth. No, I'm serious. I think it's a lot less intimate than your mouth.
So your pussy is less intimate.
It's a lot less emotion that goes into. Well, I'm speaking for myself.
There's a lot less emotion that goes into sucking a pussy and sucking a dick. No, I'm saying that you would throw your pussy on Front Street, but you won't throw your mouth out there.
I honestly think that. Put it on out there. You damn right. I honestly think that if I decide to lay down with somebody and have sex with them, that's a decision that I decide to make. So with me, good sex is good sex, and that includes giving somebody head. So
Who is that? That was Selena.
That's Selena. So if I decide to lay down with you, I'm gonna be looking for good sex all the way around.
Hey, Selena, you can suck my dick any day.
Oh my God. That's a compliment.
Okay, I'll just randomly suck dick. But if I decide to lay down with you, I enjoy good sex. So to me, that's just a part of good sex.
You are 100% right, Selena.
Hey, Selena, you are 100% correct.
And the rest
sorry,
of these chicks,
my head out,
and
my
the rest
head
of these chicks got that, got that fucking sands of time when they pussy bitter.
Well, I missed that part.
What
are
you talking
that's
about?
Fucked up,
big
that's
homie.
Fucked up. That's fucked up, big homie.
I missed that part. What did he say?
I don't got no old coochie. You can get on out of here.
No,
so why is it okay if we first start fucking, you expect me to eat your pussy right away or whatever?
I said it was okay. It listen, I'm not saying, I said it depends on the relationship. I think it depends
so
on
hold
the
up, you gotta have, hold on, wait, so you gotta have
you
a
ain't
real
not,
relationship.
Not a relationship. That's the wrong choice of words. That's the wrong choice of words. It depends on the chemistry between
okay,
you and
that's
that person.
Better.
You can't
okay,
give everybody head.
Exactly. But
if the chemistry is not good, I'm not giving you that. I'm not having sex with you anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So
your
you
pussy,
can actually have sex with somebody and find out the chemistry is not good.
Your pussy is equally important as your mouth and your asshole.
You know what?
And your asshole. That's on a whole other level.
Let's talk.
The asshole is absolutely a whole different ball game.
I'm not mad at you for saying that, but I gotta try it though. I gotta try it.
Okay, you can try.
So
you can
why
try,
is it that
that's
the
a whole different ball
limits.
Game right there?
The asshole is off limits, but the lips are on. You know.
Hold on, let T talk. Wait, T, we hear you all night. Say something, T.
I
want your raunchy ass to say something. Go ahead.
You can't say nothing for the cat person. I mean, you know, this chick maybe need to get a dick in her mouth to shut her up.
Whoa.
And I'm telling
you
know,
because I'm boisterous, because I have an opinion.
No, you got too much
oh,
mouth,
God.
Number one. You know, you just trying
you.
To take over the whole damn
from
show.
You.
Hey,
oh,
mouth.
Shit.
New
oh,
whatever.
Hey, shit. You know, fucking big homie. Oh, shit.
That's
comical
to me, but it's okay.
New,
old,
it doesn't
it's
matter.
It's okay.
Hey, chat,
where hello?
Are you? Hold on.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hold on. I have Delicious that called in, and she wants to talk to Big Homie. Delicious is on the air. She wants Big Homie. Delicious, you there?
How you doing, Dallas? I want to speak to Big Homie. Big Homie, how you liking it?
Come on,
Alfredo.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Turn it down. Hold on, y'all.
Chicken.
Delicious.
Dallas, I want to speak to Big Homie.
Okay. Delicious. Yeah, speak to Big Homie, baby.
Big Homie, how you like it in your mouth?
I know what's going on here. And fuck you, Joseph. I know what's
Dallas.
Going on here.
Yeah, Big Homie.
Yo, am I on?
Let's talk about
am
you.
Am I on the air? Hello? Am I on?
You want to hear, Joseph?
Oh, what's up? Hey, yo, first of all, yo, cat, I've got my eyes on
Big
you.
Homie. Big homie. You got my number?
Yo, but check this out. Hold on. Yo, slow down, homie. Slow down. Check it out.
Big
right?
homie, you didn't ask my question.
Yo, one conversation we talked about, the lady we talked about, we were talking about oral sex. They went in real hard talking about how they want their pussy ate up. Now these bitches talking about the time lack of sucking cop. I don't care.
You
sound
a
little
blind.
Yeah,
you
ain't
never.
You
didn't hear me make any
sense
to the effect of having my pussy eaten out. You a lie.
You do turn me on. I'm going to think about you when I get off the phone.
I think you're mistaken me for somebody else because you never heard one time me saying anything about no dicks in my mouth.
No, homie,
you
like
need
this,
one,
mom. This
you
is
need
delicious.
One in it.
Hold on,
delicious sounds like a fucking dude, man.
I was talking about on the line right now. Been on this line for a very long time. It ain't on the subject. The whole sex, y'all the same shit
you're
talking about.
Hey, Dallas, get that tranny the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I did not respond to that one. Don't come at me like that. Don't come at me like that. I did not respond to anything in regard to oral sex.
She did not.
I don't even like that nigga.
She did not say it. I don't even like that
right.
nigga.
Right.
Hey,
Dallas.
Hey,
Dallas.
I got your
Dallas.
Big homie.
Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas. Who's
this? Who is this?
This is Delicious. Where's Big Homie? I got some dick for him.
Delicious, man. Delicious selling for the transvestite,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on. I love that, man.
Oh,
Big Homie. Big Homie, I like that.
Unbelievable.
I'm feeling the Big Homie. I'm feeling
it. Why
they,
the fuck
they,
you laughing so loud, Lola?
I'm feeling
it. This is some freaky shit, man. I'm telling you, man.
Dallas, go Dallas. Dallas,
yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I can't wait to be with Big Homie.
That's
just
love, yo.
It's me. It's me, homie. Show.
What the fuck is going on with you, homie? But you gotta get it together, man.
It's the Big Homie Show.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Big Homie, Big Homie. Excuse me, Big Homie. You gonna think about it Delicious tonight? I shut Big Homie down.
Yo, Big Homie, I don't know what the fuck
is
going on, but you gotta let me know shit, man.
Big Homie, if you met me in the street, if you met me in the street with a bunch of fine girls, you wouldn't holler at me?
Big Homie, then hung the fuck up. Big Homie, you there?
I'm here.
Cut that motherfucker off the air, right?
No question. My nigga, hurry
yo,
up.
I'm listening to you, homie.
Good hygiene is on the air. Good hygiene, you there?
Yeah, what the fuck is
Big
that?
Homie, come on, talk to me. Don't act like that.
Hey, yo, hey, Big Homie, what the fuck? Man, I heard some girl named Cat was on your ass, not some he, she.
This is Delicious.
Hey, you stuck now.
Listen,
this
don't
is,
hate me because
now.
I'm opinionated.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, where that girl Cat at that's talking about she gonna tell my Big Homie to get some news? What the fuck is going on here?
It's not even that show, boo-boo. Relax.
Wait, you know what? I want to know about Cat.
Man.
I want to know what the fuck is going on with this Delicious dude, homie.
Nobody in this motherfucking show. You know we were all watching.
You're a new girl, so let me just hit you. Hey, Cat.
Yes, darling.
Cat, you're the new girl on the show, right?
You want to join us tonight's topic tonight, baby?
I'm in the building.
You want to join us tonight's topic? Like to answer a few things?
I'm trying to find out what's going on with Big Homie and Delicious.
Man, that's my bad.
Yo,
that's
the question.
Yo, let me tell y'all something. Y'all can laugh and talk all day about that shit, but I'm not entertaining no homo talk.
All right, wait, Dallas.
Okay, well, no, that's my man.
Big Homie.
Wait, Dallas. Yes.
Yo, can we ask Delicious some questions about Big Homie?
You go downstairs,
bro. See, if you want to ask me something, homie, ask me something. You ain't got to go to a third party.
Oh my God. Come straight out, homie.
You're making me sweat.
Big Homie, you sure this thing ain't with somebody around your way fucking with you, man?
I hope you tall.
Hey, Dallas. I don't entertain no homo conversations, bro.
So, just call me later. You gonna call me later then?
Big Homie, what the fuck is going on, man?
Call me later, homie. I'll knock on your door. I don't care.
Holy shit.
I always respect you, Big Homie.
What the fuck? You
my protector.
Yo, my fucking head hurt, man.
Yo, homie.
That's mine, homie.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with you right now, homie. I don't know what the fuck that Delicious is, but I don't know what you pacing Delicious is.
I don't
know what the fuck that is. But
you
gotta get that shit together, homie.
Breaker.
Do something, man.
I'll suck your balls, homie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my homie. I don't care. Come on. Just tell her.
Oh, my God.
You got me. Oh, my God, homie. I love your voice.
Yo, I tell you what, this is a funny gag, but the guy who's playing his gag is really convincing. You're very convincing. You're a very convincing bone smuggler. You can act like a tranny all day, but deep down inside, you got a little cock in you somewhere, so keep on acting like that.
Your homie, you gonna call me later?
Yeah.
No question. Hold your breath. Hold your breath, nigga.
Thick and bones won't break my bones, because name would never hurt me. As long as I got Big Homie.
Oh.
I got your Big Homie. That's right. That's my homie. Ain't my night.
You're doing a lot of acting, but I'm convinced. You sound good.
Wow.
Hey, listen, man. It's the pricey. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. When you on top, this what happens. I feel like JV.
Wow.
I feel like Jay-Z. I got fucking what's that nigga name? Jim Jones coming at me. I got Gang coming at me. It's what happens. You know when you're on top.
Got Delicious coming at you.
Got Delicious coming at me. Got Delicious coming at me. You know.
Who we have on the air right now? Who's still on the air?
Come here, Kayla.
Selena's here.
Selena, you're here, baby.
JoJo and Kayla, come here.
Hey, Big Dog is here.
The voice is kind, so. Sexy, you're 40. You still there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
You wanna answer some questions? I mean, you're the only one I didn't answer, I think, tonight. So,
Mark here. I don't know if Good Hygiene is still here.
Good Hygiene is here. Good Hygiene, you there? Or Mark? You're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good Hygiene, you there? Big Homie, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can I just give a shout out to Rachel? She's on the line listening, but she's not saying anything.
Who's taking a shout out?
Huh?
Who wanted to give a shout out? You, Sexy Over 40? That was you?
No, that was me, Selena, giving a shout out to Rachel, who's listening, but she's
not. How you doing, Rachel? Rachel Hargrove,
hey,
right?
Rachel
Hargrove?
Yep, that's Rachel. She's on. Hey, girl.
What's up, sweet chick? She's scared to press number one today, huh?
I don't think she wants to talk today. I think she's at work.
You ran off last time. Okay,
I think she's listening at work.
6:40. Tonight's topic was what do women dislike in the bed, and why don't y'all women tell us instead of telling us what y'all like? Y'all tell us what y'all will like in the bedroom, but y'all won't tell us what y'all dislike.
Because y'all don't listen.
Okay, if we don't listen, why do you tell us what y'all like in the bedroom then if we don't listen?
We just do.
I never had that problem. I tell what I do and don't like.
It's hard to listen when you ain't some pussy. I'm just keeping it real.
If we go in the second and third round, and 9 times out of 10, I'm doing it right. I ain't got a
second and third. Shit, if I'm on a second and third, I'm not even complaining.
Listen, if the pussy is all of that, then yeah, I'm gonna come for second and third. But if it's some regular shit, you ain't get no second and third.
Everybody's not capable of a second round.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, come when I come or come when I come back. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
That is true, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? If the shit is all of that, you damn right you'll get a second and third, and she might get a fourth, and you're going to get a little tap in the morning, too, when I roll over and wake your ass up, if you're still around, if I don't put your ass up in the middle of the night.
Wow. We're talking like a random chick.
What happened?
We talking random chicks, or we talking about our man or our woman?
We just talking about fucking in general. You know, if you my main chick, I'm not kicking you out, you know what I'm saying? But you might have got out before the main chick come home, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
I can't
tell
It is what it is. Now, also, what's your take on this particular point? If you meet somebody in the street and you kick it to them, and then you ask them, do they have somebody at home, and they say, well, something like that, or technically no. What the fuck do you think of that?
What that means, does, you interest me, but you ain't quite in there yet.
That means they want to keep what they got at home, but they're going to tell you what the hell they want to tell you right now so they can get with you. But they're going to take care of home, keep home good.
Mm-hmm. That means so it's open season? Like season?
In my mind, I'm thinking if you say not really, then they not serious. It's self-explanatory right then and there.
Okay.
Yeah, like if I see somebody and they say that, I'm going to take it as, well, things ain't good. You got problems.
Who the hell is that laughing like that, man? Is that you, Chocolate Drop?
What happened?
Who's that laughing right? That was you, Charlie Drop?
I'm tripping. I was laughing at some outside. My bad.
Okay, now I ain't thought you was on the air. Oh, I forgot you was on. You still on the air, huh, babe?
Yeah, I said something a couple of times and nobody hear me, so shit, I thought I went on mute or something. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Okay,
be lying.
Who's that say he lying? That you,
I gotta be lying. Who said that shit?
That you, Polly?
No, that's Joya.
Polly? Wait, hold on, Polly?
Yeah, Polly's on here. She was on here sometime.
Oh, we can really start to see the first scary ass on the phone. Not for Polly. How you doing, scary cat?
She ain't even on here no more with your
lady. She's gone already.
But, so can I ask you that question?
She was there an hour ago.
And vice versa, guys, what does that mean when if a female say that to you?
If a girl said that to me, shit, that means I'm getting the pussy.
No, we don't.
That's what it
no,
means to me. If you tell me something like
that,
that
means
you got a real good shot. For me. You left the door for me to come in.
If I say that to you, that means I might be working on it. And I'd appreciate it if you don't keep bringing up that nigga that I keep denying. That's all.
So you need to fucking say that, then you're working on it or whatever. You say, yeah, well, instead of you saying something like this, you say, well,
why
yeah,
I'm
I do.
Why are you all my business on the first conversation? We can get into that later.
All right, so my window's open then. Don't say shit
if
then.
If there's
just
a later, the window's open.
But that don't mean you ain't going, that don't mean you're going to beat.
I'm going to beat.
Game
they
is over.
Look, My name is Death of a Kamal, so my name is called Good Game. I'm going beat.
Let me tell you something. My smell is fucking stingy ass coochie. I'm not going to be giving you shit just because I said I ain't got no man. Maybe he's just getting on my fucking nerves, and I'm looking at him like, oh, maybe he could take his place or something like that. I don't get all this giving up the fucking pussy all early in the day, like.
What's early in the day? What the fuck's early in the day?
So you're saying automatically, like, yeah, I'm getting a pussy. Maybe you're
no,
not.
I don't mean,
maybe
I don't mean I'm going to get it right then and there.
Maybe your ass said some
listen,
corny shit.
I don't mean I'm
going to
get it right then and there. But later on down the line, I'm beaten.
Obviously, if it works out, but if I'm telling you that initially, that's because I want to see what you're about. Because the nigga
that
I'm talking about,
you damn right, you know what you're about. That means,
yeah, but
no,
that don't necessarily mean that. Let me tell you something. It just means that the nigga that I'm fucking with might be on his way out the door,
and
I want to see what you're working with.
And
then
I got a shot of
life. And what your cocky and what your. With your cocky ass demeanor, you don't get no pussy.
I'm a
beyond.
But look, why I gotta be like everybody talking about it from being like a one woman type person or a one man type, you know what I'm saying, type female? Because we all, you know what I'm saying, human beings. We all adults. You know what I mean? We got ambitions. So sometimes, folks, you know what I mean, you just want to have a little fun every now and then. You know what I mean? Why everybody
thinking about it like we
in it? You know what I mean?
And they should say that from the door.
Right.
Don't be.
If I'm single and I say something like that, that's exactly what it is. Something like that. I'm fucking with somebody. But if I got a man, I'm not going to fucking disregard him.
No,
I'm going to say, yeah, I got a man.
If you fuck with somebody, you don't say something like that.
What you all learning about, like, everybody got to be fucking ratchet?
How do you tell somebody what they should say out of their mouth?
Exactly.
It could be somebody that's very single, that doesn't know you, and you may have the potential to know them, but with that cockiness, you'll never get to know them.
From my perspective, I can care less if you got a nigga at home or not. You say you got a nigga at home, you say, okay, well, here's the question.
Why you
in Dallas?
Yeah, why do you care?
No, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna tell you here. My next question is, okay, so do you cheat? The fuck out of here.
What kind of interview is that?
I'm gonna keep fucking going. Hey, oh well.
I don't cheat. I'm getting no pussy at all.
That's so retarded all the way off. So do you cheat?
When I say it, you gonna give me a little cackle? You gonna give me a little laugh and look at me crazy? And I'm in.
Nigga, I'm gonna curl my lip up at you like, oh nigga, you want some pussy, huh?
Yeah,
maybe
you laugh
and
all
you
the way down
your
street.
Lip up, you giving up the hand too, right?
I don't fucking you.
You got a man and you really don't care? What the fuck you ask for?
Because I want to fucking
know.
I don't know who's getting my fucking back.
You shouldn't be fucking with no bitch with no man.
You just said you didn't give a fuck, so you feel that about your back.
Hold up, most people on the head know me. I've been in a situation where a motherfucker bitch says she ain't got nobody, and I'm in the house, and this bitch go out, and I'm walking through the fucking house, and I see boots, sneakers, all type of niggas shit in the fucking house.
Put your glasses right on the back of your head, because I foresee you watching your back all day, every day. Like a nigga jump out the closet on your ass.
I got a few times with somebody ain't got nobody in the house, and this nigga breaks on the fucking door. Who said you had nobody, bitch? I don't. I'm another nigga, and I'm tired of this shit. No, bitch, what that nigga in this motherfucking house? Fuck you. I'm dead.
Y'all are horrible.
I'm glad
I got a word in edge. Y'all, I can't say shit on
yeah,
tonight.
Y'all dudes be setting females up like
Steady,
that too.
What is it?
Hold on. How we set motherfuckers up?
Because you'll say, something like, it ain't like that, whatever. Then we chilling with y'all on the regular. Next, you know.
If a nigga tell you that,
run up on
you,
right?
Go for that shit.
Yeah, like, come on, then. Next, you know, her shit is in her closet.
You're the asshole.
Like, yeah.
use an asshole.
I ain't giving nobody money. You just caught.
It ain't my
you just
fault.
You just caught.
Though.
That's
if
bad.
A guy tell you
no,
it's not like
no
that,
closet. I'm saying.
If a guy tell you it's not like that and you believe that, use an asshole.
No, you should.
Well, that's
you
why you
don't get
you
to call you
on
the first date.
Oh, I agree
no.
with
you.
You
know
me.
It,
I agree with you. Because
let me tell you something. You should definitely go by.
Wait, 9 times out of 10, they telling you that just to get you and get your draw.
Exactly.
And if you fall for
exactly.
that shit, then you stupid. Oh, it's something like that. Oh, we
and
ain't
that's
really
the thing
working
if you
out.
Use
but
the
yet,
same line.
You still going home to them every day, or they
that's
coming
on
home
you.
To you.
I'm gonna tell you, I got a girl, but I would love to fuck you.
I
would honestly appreciate
in
that.
In 2.5 minutes, your shit gonna be in a motherfucking sling. Keep fucking around.
Wow.
I
would
honestly appreciate
that.
Somebody saying that.
How the fuck you gonna get some pussy
so
with your dick on crutches?
Hey, listen.
No, I have a better chance dealing with the nigga that ate shit.
I won.
But see, how can you get mad at that? I had a girl, but can we still fuck?
2.5 minutes.
I think if niggas kept it real from straight up front, they probably get a lot more pussy than what they get right now.
Right.
And so you know shit you do from
lying.
Okay, so hold up. So what happened?
That lying
what
shit.
Hold
that
on,
don't
Kat. Work. Kat, shut up for a minute. 1 second. Now, if you
well,
ask
shut
me,
thank you.
What happens if you ask me, do I have a girl, and I tell you, yeah, but there's room for improvement, then what?
Room for improvement.
But
then that's giving
I'm
me an
not,
option.
That don't mean you get nothing.
Mama, don't you think that's a bit of honesty?
That don't mean you're
saying like that.
I do, but there's room for improvement.
Day. I've been saying honest stuff all day, and they mad at me. And then she turned around and say, if dudes keep it real like that, they'll get further.
No, you keep it real. That's keeping it real. It's room for improvement. It's
getting
you turn it sideways, that's the part that the person can't respect.
Who just said that, though?
I've been saying all day.
Who is that?
All day.
I'm sorry. I missed that part because I got disconnected and came in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, that's Picasso talking right now?
Of course it's
yeah.
Picasso.
That's Big Homie.
Yes, it's Picasso.
Oh, that's Big Homie.
Oh, that's Big
Homie.
Oh,
Tasty, are you there?
That's Delicious Man.
Yeah, I'm here. That's Joya talking, but I'm right here.
Okay, it's Joya. Joya, you on the air too, Joya?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't know if you was there. Now, okay, baby.
Hey, Dallas, you seen that hypocrite shit? I've been saying
they ride your ass, and when I say some honesty shit, I'm a fucked up ass nigga. Ain't this some bullshit?
Ain't nobody think you was fucked up. He's just saying that the shit that you say is fucked up.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm keeping it in the hood, though.
Just because
you
keep it real doesn't mean that
it
should come out your mouth sometimes, though.
I don't know.
So when I say, do you cheat, it's not really like a question for honesty. It's like a joking question, like to break the
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, if you're
you know
being flirtatious,
that's
yeah.
That's a trick.
Yes.
Listen, ladies, that's a trick fucking question coming from a dude.
Yeah.
Ain't no motherfucking trick question. It's GQ
yes,
Pop.
It
you keep it 100.
That's
ain't
a
no
trick
fucking
question.
Trick. It depends on the kind of dude you're talking to.
Think
ain't
about
no motherfucking
it.
Trick.
Listen. Either you in the relationship or you out, or either that's your girl or she's
you
not.
You know what?
If
now
you
that I think
tell
of it,
female,
that is so true.
If you gonna tell a female kind of like 9 times out of 10, you still want to keep her and you want her too. You're just trying to see if that female going for it. And if she go for it, you gonna get the pussy and you gonna keep the pussy that ate shit at home too. So it's just tricks. So females
of course,
go for
so
it.
So why wouldn't they?
That's true. That's
get.
A true statement, right there.
Listen,
they deserve whatever
ain't
they
nothing,
get.
The only thing better than pussy
no
is new pussy.
You don't get no dudes that really be like something like that,
that
or whatever. Because 9 times out of 10, females come a dime a dozen. You gonna leave them the hell alone.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I have for more chicks telling them the hard truth than running game on them. Real women love the truth.
Yes. I can
agree
with
that.
Let me make my own fucking decision.
It can't
just go one way. It got to go both ways.
Right.
I had a friend that came to me and said, I had a
friend that
Picasso
came to
me.
Talking.
Hello? Listen, I had
that's
a friend that came at me like that. Hello?
Do we listen to guests? Speak, baby.
I said, I had a friend like that came at me like that and said, you know, I have my eye on you. I've been watching you for a while, blah, 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 blah. They knew my situation of my relationship ended. But, and then they came out. I asked them, you have a girl? Yeah, I got a girl. But it ain't really working out. We ain't really fucking, whatever, whatever. Like, I'm supposed to go for that? And, like, get out of here. So then we conversating, we chilling, we talking on the phone a lot. But then in the end of the game, oh, me and her gonna work it out, get back together. When they, you know, when we start clinging after 3 months, all of a sudden she jumps back in the picture. All of a sudden y'all working shit out.
Cause maybe her only got clingy, the next one got
whereas you don't have to give it up on the first date.
Hold on,
let Lola, 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 let
me to convince you to do anything or to get to it. What the
hell? Hold on,
what I'm saying is that if you say something to me, convince me that if I sleep with you or if I do anything of that nature or anything like that, you know, I here's my theory. I don't want to hear the truth down the line. I don't want to hear the truth down the line. If you ain't coming there at the beginning, is what I said. I don't want to hear the truth. Down the line. If you ain't tell me that shit up front and you try to come clean to me down the line, it's going to be a problem. So what I'm saying is my best bet.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
All right. Have a good night, y'all. I'm going to hang up. I can't miss the goddamn
picture. Can I ask a question?
Hold on. When she's finished, you can ask. Go ahead.
Are you the same person? Lola was talking. Lola, go ahead.
Oh, child, I'm spent. Carry on.
Shut you down right there, Ma. Don't go nowhere. We just talking.
Y'all ain't
going?
Where
shit.
We'll shut you down.
I know you ain't going nowhere, Ma. Come on, don't get tight, Ma. It's just me talking. That's it. Black Talk Radio.
Yeah, but y'all over talking and y'all hearing what the hell you want to hear. And I
no,
said,
we what you
that's
said.
Because you
talking
too much.
What you said.
You talk too much.
Yo, only got 2 minutes left, and I can't rock with 2 minutes left with all you motherfuckers talking to each other.
She make herself look stupid.
Hey, listen. All I want to say is that we all are out of control, like that white man from Martin. But what I'm saying to you is this: she may have sucked a dick, but she did not say it.
Don't admit to sucking dick on the air.
Sucking dick and then swallow. Is that what she's saying?
Sound like a fucking transvestite. The only one I think is cool is Lola.
That's
it. All you
what about
big
homie? What about
big homie?
First like a free fall, big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to
bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw. I got old use protection, and we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick, I call it a sperm bank.
Stop, stop, law, spot.